So this is Mother's Day, which is a complicated day for many of us. So I have a prayer for this day. Let us hold in our hearts all those who love their mothers, who are blessed or who were blessed with or are having wonderful, blessed childhoods, and whose mothers loved them and supported them through childhood and adulthood, and celebrate with joy today. Let us also hold those who have been hurt by their mothers, don't like their mothers, or no longer speak to their mothers, and find today painful. Let us also hold those mothers who have died, those whose mothers have died, and today are filled with sadness, or guilt, or relief. Let us hold all mothers in our hearts, those who have found mothering fulfilling, those who discovered too late that they were not suited to the task, and those who have just muddled through the best they can. And let us also remember all those for who this day is painful, those who wanted to mother but never could, or those who still try month after month without success to conceive, those who have given up children up for adoption and wonder where they are and how they are, those who are separated from their children or their mothers by distance or estrangement. Being a mother and being in relationship with a mother can bring out the best and the worst in people. Let us bless us all wherever we are, whatever we need on this Mother's Day.
This is the story of the origin of Flower Communion. It's adapted from a story in the book called A Plain and Simple Beauty by Janine Grossmeyer. It was in the city of Prague, Czechoslovakia, in 1923 that Unitarian minister Norbert Chopek first thought about a ritual that would bring beauty to his plain and simple church. He had been a minister at the Plain and Simple Church for 2 years. Every Sunday, Minister Chopek went into the church and he spoke to the people while they listened, sitting quiet and still in those hard wooden chairs. When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they went home. That was all. No music, no candles, no food, not even coffee and donuts. Minister Chopek wondered sometimes if there might be something, perhaps just a little bit of something more. He wrote some songs, and people sang them, but nothing else came to mind. So the church went on, plain and simple as before. Springtime came to the city of Prague, and Norbert Chopek went for a stroll. The rains had come, the birds were singing, and flowers were blooming all over the land. The world was beautiful. Then an idea came to him, simple and clear, plain as the day. The next Sunday, he asked all the people of church to bring a flower or a budding branch, or even a twig. Each person was to bring one. What kind, they asked. What color? What size? You choose, he said. Each of you choose what you like. And so, on the next Sunday, which was the first day of summer, the people came with flowers of all different colors and sizes and kinds. There were yellow daisies and red roses. There were white lilies and blue asters, dark-eyed pansies and light green leaves, pink and purple, orange and gold. There were all those colors and more. I imagine that the flowers were much like the ones you brought today. Flowers filled all the vases, and the church wasn't so plain and simple anymore. Minister Chopek spoke to the people while they listened, sitting quiet and still in those hard wooden chairs. These flowers are like ourselves, he said, different colors, different shapes, and different sizes, each needing different kinds of care, but each beautiful, important, and special in its own way. When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they each chose a different flower from the vases before they went home. And that was all. It was a beautiful, simple, and plain as the day. There was much more that happened in Reverend Chopik's life. Today, we are grateful for this beautiful ritual that we celebrate together.
Today, we celebrate flower communion. We celebrate coming together to sing songs. We celebrate the sharing of hope. We celebrate beloved community. We celebrate this community, West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I joined church for two reasons. The first was I had a baby and a two-year-old, and for me, that hour a week where I got to sit by myself in a service and listen to music and poetry and think about all the ways that life could be meaningful and rich was just an amazing blessing. And the second was the community. I felt held by that community. I had been in free fall with two young children, an unfinished house, no running water, and supporting a family on two not very well-paying part-time jobs. Just being with other people who had raised children or who were raising children and saw me as a person helped me develop the resilience that I needed to find my way. It was as if I had been a single daffodil in a spring hailstorm, and suddenly I was in a big, beautiful, protective bouquet. People need people, because the truth is we are nothing but relationships. We like to think of ourselves as very solid individuals. We feel separate, in fact. We are defined by the outline of our skin, by our thoughts and ideas, by our likes and our dislikes. We are encouraged by our consumer culture to define ourselves ever more and more minutely. We need to know our passions and our vocations to determine what we will do for work or hobbies or service. We need to know very specifically our likes and dislikes when we go into Starbucks. Do we want a short black Americano or a creamy grande salted caramel macchiato? Or now there's like four kinds of cold brew you can get. I was just there yesterday. So you have to decide if you want two shots of syrup and three shots of coffee or brewed coffee or cold brew. Anyway, you have to know yourself so well. And the same is true of clothing. We have to know whether we look good in black and white or pastels or strong colors. We need to know our style. Who are we? What do we want? But this focus on individualism, on our individual beings, is actually an illusion. It's a trick of perception. It is the perspective of our particular culture, and we are taught it. But it is not, in fact, literally true. The easiest way is to see this in our relationship with our environment. We think of ourselves as individual beings, and the environment is out there. We live in it, but it is not us. However, this is completely untrue. Just think this moment. You are breathing air in. You're bringing in oxygen, and that oxygen is becoming part of your bodies. This air and you are the same. It's a flowing of being. It's the same with water, which we drink constantly every day. And that water becomes our bodies. And we must eat food, which is made of earth and sun and water. And the earth and sun and water actually becomes our body. The field that grew the potato that we are eating for dinner, that field is us. It becomes us. It is not separate. It is simply the flow of nutrients through the world. The world isn't out there. We are the world, as is everything we can see, feel, touch, and hear, and much more than we can see, feel, touch, and hear. The fact that we are of the world is a little harder to recognize in relationships with other people, the way that we actually become each other and flow together. There are many ways this is true, but one of the easiest to explain is a mirroring. When we interact with other people, we unconsciously mirror their body movements and expressions and actions. We literally bring the person and their emotions and expressions of emotions and their being into our brains, where our neurological pathways fire in ways that are perhaps new for us. There is a physiological change in our brains. We become the people around us. One reason I'm a minister and believe strongly in religious community is because only with others can we learn the hard practice of how to love. This is one of the most important functions of religious community. We are together to learn to practice loving ourselves, loving others, our communities, the earth, and all that is beyond us and supports our beings. We practice love by listening to each other, supporting each other, and celebrating together as we do today with Flower Communion. In religious community, we learn how to help people. We learn their loveliness, as St. Francis did with the sow. We discover how to let people see the ways their brokenness can bring beauty into the world, like the water carrier did for the pot. We open our arms and allow people to be who they truly are, and we work together to find and create hope. In all of these interactions, we build neurological pathways that help us see our own beauty and be the loving people that we are truly called to be. Today we celebrate Flower Communion. And how different all those flowers are, each one. And we could look at it and treasure it, but then as a bouquet, they become something else. Something amazing and different. And it's true with all of us. We are our bodies and our temperaments and our minds, all the ways it's been shaped by our culture and ourselves and our experiences. And we are all lovely, each of us, strong in some ways and broken in others. In beloved community, through our relationships, we grow in love, creating a beautiful bouquet of people that withstands those strong spring hailstorms and then allows us to bless our broken world. Now for Flower Communion. Finally, the earth turns towards summer. Lush, vibrant greens drench the world. Flowers spring up from the earth in brilliant color. Rhododendrons froth in pinks and whites and purples. Petunias and alyssum droop lovely over the pots. Summer flirts, it has been, it's true. But nonetheless, we hear it singing of hope and joy. It is here.
This morning, we celebrate this bounty, this life. We each brought with us today to this place of community and love all the flowers we could find. Those growing in fields and forests, adorning our yards, or colorful from stores and shops. We chose these flowers for their beauty. From many places we have come, we have brought them here to this place to share their beauty with each other.
Each of these flowers alone is a special gift. No two of them are alike. We could spend all morning learning to know the special color, structure, and fragrance of each flower. Together, as they are here, they take on a very different beauty. Together, they remind us of the richness and bounty of the earth and of the gifts that make both the universe and this congregation places of beauty and grace and wonder.
We are like the flowers, each of us unique, different. It takes a whole lifetime to get to know anyone completely, to know their beauty and their gifts and their quirks. But when we come together, when we pile together in church and join our voices and our hopes and our energy, something special happens. Our beauty is multiplied, our gifts increased, our quirks smoothed. We become a human community, a place where each is a gift and each is a receiver of gifts.
This we symbolize with flower communion. From many places, these flowers have come to brighten the world for a moment. From many places, we have come to brighten the world for a moment. Here, different gifts and shapes and colors combine to create a place of grace and beauty that is more than its parts. Each of us receives gifts we had not wisdom to ask for, and each of us offers others gifts we did not know were ours to give. In this world, all things are connected and interconnected. These flowers are made of star stuff. We too are star stuff, carrying in ourselves the same life that struggled out of the sea and learned to love. The flowers and we are gifts from the stars and a fragile bridge across which life moves into whatever the future will be. Rejoice this morning in earth and sky, in flower and tree, in the life and the living of life. And we. Here's our benediction. May the blessing of the flowers be upon you. May their beauty beckon to you each morning, and their loveliness lure you each day, and their tenderness caress you each night. And may their delicate petals make you gentle, and their eyes make you aware. May their stems make you sturdy, and their reaching make you care.